sacrifice for our freedom. God bless America. Come on down to Edwards, Edwards
Carpet Stores. Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for True Clean Carpet, voted number one in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Magazine because they get your carpet truly clean. The dogs have been walking on it, the kids have been walking on it, tracking in dirt from the outside. True Clean is there to help. And your carpet will be truly clean because of their steam cleaning process, which uses no shampoos, no residue to dry and get sticky on your carpet. It will stay clean longer and dry faster, just 1 to 2 hours instead of the 8 to 12 hours you're told to expect from other inferior carpet cleaners. True Clean Carpet got 99% of their reviews on the website for 5 stars for outstanding service. They've got an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and for 13 years, True Clean Carpet has been the name to know in St. Louis for carpet cleaning. All the True Clean technicians have had extensive background checks. They have all provided outstanding service, and that leads to your carpet staying cleaner longer. Just remember, no matter how it got dirty, to get it truly clean, you've got to call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500. That's 314-427-9500 or go to truecleancarpet.com.
You've heard of baseball.
Love it.
You've heard of 360 IRA.
Hey, wait a minute. A 360 ERA is a terrible number for a pitcher.
No, not ERA. IRA, as in 360 IRA. You know, the people who remind you that living without thinking of what's going to happen when you retire would be more than a swing and a miss, because what are you going to do when you reach retirement age and have no money? Even if you think you're doing fine with investments, it's a good idea to get and understand your personal risk score by going to 360riskreport.com.
And get my ERA average?
IRA, as in 360 IRA. While at 360riskreport.com, you'll answer 11 different questions and get your free personalized risk score. You can also call Jeremy North at 844-4360-IRA.
That's 844-4360-ERA.
No, 844-4360-IRA. Hit the home run of your life with St. Louis's trusted investment advisory firm.
360-IRA.
You got it.
Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Blome. On Wednesday, May 24th, John and I will be in the friendly, cozy, comfortable confines of Encore Consignment Gallery, 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the heart of town and country. It's 287 Lamp and Lantern Village, which is at 141 and Clayton Road. Encore Consignment Gallery offers home decor worthy of a repeat performance. Stop by, take a look inside Encore's 10,000 square foot showroom. I can't wait to see what's new at Encore. Stop by, say hello. See you Wednesday.
Only at CeCe's. Enjoy the $5 and change unlimited buffet. All your favorite pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, all for one great price. CeCe's. Prices may vary.
I think the vocals need to be louder. I should jump in already. Max, yeah, the wait's too long. You should have already been saying Maximilian. Trust me on this. I'm practically a music producer. It's time to check in with Maximilian Foisy, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. He's got some do's and don'ts, watch or don't watch, TV, movies, that kind of thing. Would you please say hello? And yes, it's his real name, and it's spelled the right way, Maximilian Foisy.
Frank, I heard you talking yesterday about a couple movies that you saw, including one Tom Hanks movie and one movie featuring a multitude of dogs.
Yes, A Dog's Purpose and Sully. And then today I mentioned, because I forgot to earlier, the HBO special on Madoff called Wizard of Lies with Robert De Niro.
You know,
as Bernie Madoff.
I will agree with you about Sully. I think it's definitely a movie worth watching, and I think Tom Hanks, you summed up Tom Hanks and his relationship with audiences perfectly. Tom Hanks is a watchable actor because people always know he's Tom Hanks, and that makes people comfortable. Right. But yet he's able to become these characters, from Philadelphia to Castaway to Forrest Gump. I mean, those are not the same role at all, and it kind of reminds me of like the Hitchcock actor, Cary Grant, who he was always Cary Grant, no matter what Cary Grant movie you watched.
I disagree with that.
But there are some roles where he was playing a little meaner or a little, you know, more awkward, and I don't know. I like Cary Grant.
I guess I haven't seen enough Cary Grant movies, but to me, Cary Grant, kind of like Clooney, never allowed himself to have messed up hair or be dirtied up. He was always
true.
You know, where
the
Hanks
role sometimes could be a little.
Hanks will change his appearance a little bit, but it's funny. But I guess this is true of any actor. I look at and go, I still know it's Tom Hanks. I like the people where you forget it's not the actual person they're playing.
You know who I think for a very brief moment, and this seems unbelievable now, but I think there was a time Johnny Depp could do that right after his teen idol stuff, when he was first starting to do the stranger roles. You know, Edward Scissorhands. Nobody watched that movie and thought it's Johnny Depp.
No, I agree.
I forgot that was Johnny Depp in Edward Scissorhands. Mm-hmm. And
it's not Edward Scissorhands.
Scissor. Okay.
Quit laughing at Max. He's our friend.
Who's that, the actor? Jamie Foxx.
He became Ray Charles.
Ray Charles, yes.
Good one. That's a great example, man. I thought I was watching Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And to go back to Sully, you also mentioned a movie that I think is even better, with a better Hanks role, and the story is tense, is all Get Out, and that's Captain Phillips. Yes. I will echo, if people have not seen Captain Phillips, you have to watch that movie. I love that movie.
And the funny thing is, like, I didn't want to watch Sully. I didn't go out of my way to watch it. I didn't go to the theater to watch it, because I thought, well, I know what happened. He lands a plane in the water, and people got out. No. That's the least of the movie. It's what he had to go through. And the same thing with Phillips. We know how it ends, but boy, the lead up to it and the interaction between the characters, that's a must. It never gets any talk now after the fact, but it should be brought up occasionally because it was really good.
Well, speaking of movies on boats, you all remember Titanic from back in 1997.
I've not heard of it, no.
Yeah, it was a movie. It did okay box office,
that
I think.
Movie where the woman would move over on the giant door that two people could have fit on.
She just thought, I'm going to let you drown and suffer from hypothermia. Yeah.
Dan, do you have a harmonica? Dan, can you play the Titanic theme?
I hear Celine Dion in the background.
Dan, can you hang on a minute. Just hold on, folks. Hold on. This will be worth the wait. I'm going to Google lyrics to... Peon, I want you to do this, too.
You know these lyrics by heart, Frank.
Dan, Peon, Google, let's see. No, I don't. I see. I see. No, I know that part. So, will you Google... I see her coming up right now.
I'm just
okay. Here it is.
I've never played this before.
Yes. Okay. What's going to happen here, Max? Max, you sit back and enjoy. Okay?
Oh, love it.
I know it's your segment, but take a break. Dan, would you give give us a note? Give a note for me and for Pia. Okay. And now, the theme from Titanic. Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know. I don't hear you, Peon. I don't hear you. You're not carrying your part of the load here.
All right.
No, give us a note again. Now I'm off. One, two, three. Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Dan, and let me say this, and nobody will believe it. There was no rehearsal for that.
Nope, I know.
Dan didn't even know we were going to do that.
No, I never even played that song before.
I hate to say it. I like that song a lot, and I don't seem to... Sometimes you get sick of it. I never got sick of that song.
Far, wherever you are, blah, 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 I don't know the words.
My heart will go on.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I like the movie. I like the song. I did. And you're right. That big old floating board. She could have said, "Hey, come over and float with me.
Jump on up here."
He's kind of looking at her like Jack is looking at Rose. Like, oh, good, you found some place where we can be safe from the water.
They did do as good a job as I have ever seen of making it look like people were freezing to death.
Oh yeah,
I was freezing watching it. It's
just a great movie, and the attention to detail in that movie is off the charts. Well, the character that I almost called him by his other name. Well, DiCaprio is what some people who don't like him call him. Almost did that on. I was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio because that's kind of what people. Anyway,
not Vic Morrow, but the other actor who had his head cut, Leonardo DiCapitato.
Oh, man.
Well, the character that Leo played, Jack Dawson, he's a fictional character. He was invented by James Cameron, who wrote the screenplay. This fictional character grew up in Wisconsin. He was orphaned as a teenager. He went to work on the boats on the West Coast. Well, there's a man living in Florida, of course, named Stephen Cummings, and he claims that this movie stole his life story.
What?
He says
he's Jack Dawson.
Yes, he says Titanic. He worked as something called a yacht master, and his life was similar to Jack's back in the late 1980s. Okay, now there aren't any details, so I don't know if he was drawing portraits.
Well, I was going to say, how do we prove or disprove this?
But he also doesn't explain how Jim Cameron would have ever heard about him. He just says it must have been quote word of mouth.
I believe him.
On top of that, he says that the depiction.
What's his name? Dick Cummings?
His name is Stephen Cummings.
Oh.
He says that the Titanic sinking in the movie was not based on history, but it was based on the stories he told his friends about two of his relatives who were on the ship. He said the woman survived and the guy didn't. So he is now suing James Cameron.
Good luck.
To cover his contribution to the movie plus 1% of the royalties.
Yeah,
so he's suing for guess how much? $300 million.
Well, he should get it then if they stole it from him.
If I was Leo, I'd be a little upset. I'd be like, wait a minute, we owe this guy some money.
Can I say this? There's a guy who I think is a great actor, Leonardo DiCaprio.
He is a great actor.
He's a really Howard Hughes, the Aviator. My goodness! And that thing where he lived inside that bear he killed. And
the Aviator might be my favorite role of his. He was so good in that movie
because he had to be six different people.
Yeah,
Hughes went through this. He was by the time he died a different person.
That movie is chilling.
Every time it's on, I will watch Shutter Island.
Mm-hmm. Good movie. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's good.
Yeah.
Shutter Island,
fantastic. So tonight I'm seeing the latest Pirates of the Caribbean movie. I'll be reviewing that on Friday.
What was the movie he was in where he gags that woman? Shut her up.
Oh.
This one features Orlando Bloom back as well as Johnny Depp. Now,
Orlando Bloom back. Who's that?
Well, back in the movie. Oh. Now, this is a strange, strange story.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan loved that one.
This is just derailed.
It's never really on the rails, though. We take the train off the rails.
Features Orlando Bloom back. That's what you said.
Mr. Bloom. Well, yeah, back in the franchise is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
So Orlando Bloom was doing a media tour for this Pirates movie, and he went to this hotel, and he hit it off with a bartender at this London hotel. He invited her up to his room that night. They ended up getting busy.
Ooh. This is true.
Yes. Okay. And he left the room the next morning to go do media, to go say, hey, I'm Orlando Bloom back, and I'm talking about this movie.
Right.
So when she left his hotel room, she got a text from her boss saying that she was fired.
Uh-oh.
Even though everything happened after her shift, she waited until she was done serving drinks. But there's a policy at the hotel that you cannot rendezvous with the guests in the hotel.
Whoa. Oh. Wow.
So, should Orlando Bloom feel bad that a 21-year-old lady got fired because of him, basically?
Yeah.
No.
Should he give her $300 million the Jack Dawson guy wants?
No.
No.
Maybe $3 million.
I feel bad. I feel bad for her. I feel like she lost her job. The least he could do is,
I would feel bad because you had some fun with her.
He didn't know of that policy.
No.
What do you think of that policy? I think it's so strange.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Why would it ever be there?
You can't enforce it. You know it's not going to.
Well, they did enforce it. She lost her job.
Yeah, she happened to be one of the unlucky ones that got caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. What would you guys say the number one thing kids today want to be when they grow up? This is entertainment-based.
Adults.
It used to be actors, musicians, singers.
Thank you.
A TV host. These are all things we can relate to.
I'm going to say something about high-tech technology.
A superhero.
Nope. No, that's nope. Ridiculous. You can't really be that, can you? So what do they want to be when they...
Can you?
I don't know. This is vague. Something to do with... somebody programs apps, kind of thing.
Beating out TV host, actor, musician, or singer, number one, more than a third of these kids between 6 and 17 said they want to be a YouTube star.
A YouTube star.
That does not surprise me.
What's crazy about that is YouTube star is not on, I would imagine, any of our radars. I know that there are people who go on YouTube, but this is a thing now where people are making money, for maybe more money than some people that we know, just doing whatever they're doing on YouTube. I don't know what they're doing on YouTube.
Well, they're wasting time because they see a handful of people make a lot of money, so they spend hours and hours and hours on YouTube trying to do something they think is really cool and clever, but there are 100,000 other people who have something 10 times as clever. And I think there's a lot of false hope there and a lot of disappointment.
Sure, but you know what? It's no harder than starting a band. Everybody has a band. Not everybody can be as successful as Dan Strauss. But if my kid wanted to buy a guitar and start a band, I'd say, go for it, Oscar.
Well, that's a great comparison.
But if he said, I'm going to be a YouTube star, me being old and out of touch, I'd say, why are you wasting your time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that just means I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I understand rock star, which 20, 30, 40 years ago people
didn't. That kid that just got the millions of views because he moved his arms back and forth with Katy Perry. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Backpack Kid.
What the heck is that?
Well, he was famous. That's how she found him. He was on YouTube dancing crazy.
I don't get it.
And she was like, this kid's great. And she brought him out on SNL. And now he's making
a ton of money. Why is he great?
People love him. I don't know why people love him.
Well, there have been a couple other people that made it big on YouTube. And I just watched and thought, are you kidding me? One was William Hung. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Right?
And the other was the dancer. The guy that did the goofy, he was Asian, and he danced weird.
Sounds like William Hung.
The Asian dancer.
Unless you're talking about Psy. The guy who did the
Who was famous for 8 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, with the sunglasses.
He's got a new song out, as a matter of fact. But I think just like there was a generation that didn't understand kids who wanted to play rock music, I think that's where what we've reached right now. Because again, if my kid said I want to be a YouTube star, I would think he was throwing his life away. Perhaps this will be an actual job, like going into broadcasting. I mean, there's a new way to broadcast.
But like anything else tied to advertising, it's always
questionable. But then can you continue to keep people watching? You did that on YouTube. Now what are you going to do?
It's just like listening. I mean, you keep people listening to
one hit
every
song.
Day.
What's your next hit song? Yeah, okay, yeah. I think I agree.
I mean, I don't really get it. I'm grasping at straws because I was shocked to see that beat out actor and beat out TV host. I mean, it's really crazy.
They're celebrities nowadays.
I think they think that's more attainable than being a regular actor on the big screen.
Oh, it is obtainable because you have control over that. You do your own thing. You create your YouTube channel.
But to Ian's point, if Johnny Depp goes into a mall and this random YouTube star goes into the mall, I think the kids would flock to the YouTube star.
Exactly.
It's a bigger star for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, let's see. Coming out on Blu-ray and DVD today, we have a lot of movies coming out today, so there's a lot to get to. So let's start with, let's start with a movie for the kids. Why not? Frankie, you were talking about Dog's Purpose yesterday. Not that I want to spend too much time on it, but I can tell you I hated that movie with a giant passion, but are not the same person.
Do you have a dog?
Okay. I'm not a dog person.
Well, then that explains it.
That completely explains it. You're right. Most people are. I am not. If you are like me and you're not a dog person. Don't waste your time with dogs, Purvis. All they do is kill the dog about every 10 minutes.
No, they don't kill. No,
yes, they do.
No,
they get
no,
shot.
It's not like,
and he freezes to death. And it's just every 10 minutes.
All it is telling you that all dogs have a short life expectancy. But and they die, and then they come back.
How is he reincarnated? What's the process of do every dog? Does every dog reincarnate?
It doesn't necessarily mean it's real. It's just it's something to think about. And it's you going inside the head of each dog. Look, if you don't like dogs, I get it. I don't expect you to like it. But I think anybody who loves dogs will like that movie.
Well, there's a kids movie released on DVD today called Rock Dog, and it doesn't have the greatest title, but it stars Eddie Izzard, who's an English comic who's very funny, and Luke Wilson is the rock dog. And it's a low-budget movie. I think it's a Chinese production, so some of the animation is not fantastic, but the story is really good, and the music is really good, and it's just about a dog who discovers guitar playing and wants to start a band, and his little tribe doesn't understand music.
Okay, you know what? Now that sounds stupid to me.
It's an animated movie for kids, so it's okay. It's not on the high level of Dog's Purpose. But okay. I think for children, like for instance, my 6-year-old loved it, and okay, happy coming out.
My grandson would like it.
Yeah, let the humans out. Who?
Exactly.
Who?
It's called Rock Dog, and it's out today. Also, we've got a movie called The Great Wall.
Hang on, let the people stop laughing. Okay, go ahead.
The Great Wall, which is another Chinese co-production. This one's got Matt Damon, and it's set at the Great Wall of China. Now, you might think you know why the Great Wall was erected, you know, possibly to keep out invading nations or to keep people. No. It was giant monsters. And this movie blows the lid off the expose of what actually happened. There was a meteor that landed about 2,000 years ago. Giant monsters came out. They built the Great Wall.
They built the Great Wall.
Well, no, I mean, humans did to keep out the giant monster.
Matt Damon is one of those guys that it took me a long time to really sort of like him. I don't know, something about him.
I'm not there yet.
Mark Wahlberg, boom, immediately I like everything he's in.
Yeah, I'm not there yet with Matt Damon. I've never liked Matt Damon. He's never really had a role that's won me over. I don't like the Bourne films very much.
For all the good work that, what's his name, Ben Affleck has had, I can't stand that guy.
He has
one facial expression.
See, I like Affleck
and it's blank. It's just a blank look.
Well, I can't recommend The Great Wall. It's a goofy premise that doesn't really go anywhere. The monsters look really lame, and the action scenes are not fun. And that's what you want, a fun action monster movie, and this one's not fun.
Is it a true story, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It is. This is why The Great Wall was actually built,
okay.
Dan.
Okay.
So I recommend Rock Dog. I'm saying no on Great Wall. And then we have something called Logan, which is the last time that Hugh Jackman's playing the comic book character of Wolverine. This is a movie that a lot of critics really, really enjoyed. I'm one of them. I think it was one of the better movies this year. But the number one question I had from people is, okay, can I go see this movie if I don't know who the X-Men are? If I haven't watched the last 9 films, can I just go watch this movie? And what I'd like to tell your audience, Frank, is yes, you can. As long as you're aware that there's this character who has claws named Wolverine, that's all you need to know. And you can just watch it as basically a Western. This is one of those one last ride kind of Western movies. It's got a lot of thematic qualities like Shane and even like a movie like Paper Moon, because there's a younger version of Wolverine who's in this movie too. So when I went to see a comic book film, I didn't think I'd think about Shane, and I didn't think I'd think about Paper Moon.
Hold
but that's
on.
How good
Hold
this
on.
Film
when
is.
You mean the Tatum O'Neill Paper Moon?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you know how few people know when you say, I'm serious, when you've got the mind of a 90-year-old, but that's a good thing. Did you know Peon when he said Paper Moon, what movie he's talking about?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it, though.
Black and white
did
movie,
you know?
Peter Bogdanovich.
It's Ryan O'Neill and his daughter Tatum. It's
great.
A terrific movie.
She won an Oscar for that, as a matter of fact.
And what a great storyline.
Yeah, well, Logan, this comic book movie, which is the last time Hugh Jackman's playing this role, he's played it since the year 2000. So he's had 17 years invested in this character. It's the longest anybody's ever played a comic book character. And it's a great, great, great film. Even if you're not a big comic book fan, Patrick Stewart is very good in this. And again, it's going to remind
Patrick
you of some
Stewart.
Of those...
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
No.
That's Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Jimmy's cousin. And then finally, we have, and I know you guys are all going to go out and buy this, we have the 20th anniversary of the Best of the Best classic episodes, now available on DVD. You can watch them as many times as you want, none other than the Teletubbies.
Oh, the telly tubbies.
I really have never. Oh. I know what they are.
Yes. New New and Tinky Winky.
Well, okay,
and...
now let's see if we can really do this. There was Tinky Winky. He was the controversial one because he had a purse.
Yes.
Remember? And parents freaked out that this alien creature had a purse.
And Dan Strauss, who almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics, says, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
So there was Tinky Winky, Dipsy, La La Po. There you go.
Wow.
Listen to
off the top of your head?
Well, yes.
Because Poe is the only one that I can think of.
We have a person in the house who watches that show.
And Nunu,
my wife, Angela.
Do they still, is it like the vacuum cleaner?
That's Nunu.
Yes.
That's Nunu? That's so scary when the vacuum cleaner
looks let's give Max our little test we haven't given somebody for a long time. You guys will know what it is when we start. You got an extra 3 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Max, I'm going to give you some words, and I want you to repeat each word one at a time. The first word is, it's not your car, it's... Give me a word. It's not somebody else's, but it's not your car, it's...
My.
Okay, remember that word. My.
Oh, Lord.
Well,
I don't have a pen.
Word? No, you don't need it. My. Okay, now, south of the southern part of the United States, a lot of times it's referred to as way down south in... Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. And there's a blank land music that people...
Dixie?
Yes, remember that word.
All right.
Okay. And then...
I think I know where you're going here.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, then we're not going to finish
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because if you know where we're going, you won't finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I'll do it. I don't mind.
You have two words.
Uh-huh.
I'll be your puppet.
First word is my, and then your next word is the word Dixie for the southern part.
Yep.
And then the last word is your car was in an accident. It has been what? It has been... My car was blanked.
Well, that doesn't go with enormous.
It was my car was...
demolished, destroyed.
It was...
Wrecked.
Erect, okay.
Yeah.
Remember the word. Remember
wrecked.
That word. Yes. Wrecked. Now, give me those three words.
Well, my Dixie wrecked. I put some pauses there. I thought you were going to go enormous there somehow.
Enormous.
I don't know. That's where my mind
went. Yeah, your pause ruined it, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's why I put the pause there.
We had a receptionist when we were on Market Street, and we did that with her, except we gave her the word your. And the three words were your, and then Dixie, and then wrecked. So Carol was her name. I said, okay, Carol, give me those three words. She said, you're Dixie wrecked. And I said, and she just didn't get it. And everybody burst out laughing. She goes, what? And I said, say them again. She said, you're Dixie wrecked. And she must have done it 12 times.
Oh, yeah. She just
and
kept
she
doing it.
Never got it. We finally said, Carol. And then we just had to lay it out for her. And then she went, oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. So you kind of ruined it with the pause.
That's why I'm here.
Is there anything more?
No, that's all I've got. I am Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'll be back next week.
Okay, Maximilian Foise, everybody. Brought to you by Window World. The number one selling replaceable window in the United States. And hopefully there'll be women listening who didn't hear that little game, and we'll play it with one of them soon when they call in. Max will be back on Friday with, and I don't even have to tell you his name, I'll just say what he says.
Good day.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, Paul Harvey.
It's Paul Harris.
On Friday. Boy, are we behind. That guy hogs the show. He takes way too much time. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I just heard a few minutes ago a commercial, and it was a heating and cooling company kind of bragging about they've been around 25 years. Well, if that's important, then I guess Matheny is three times as important because they've been around about 76 years. I don't know how important it is to you, how long a business has been around. I think it says a lot, especially if they've been around three times as long as another business. It says that if the family name is on it, you don't want to be that generation that takes it down the tubes. You want, if you're the second generation, to make it even better than the first, and then the third, make it even better than the second. And that's where they are with Matheny, third generation of Matheny's. Matheny Heating and Cooling is a heating and cooling company that would love to become your heating and cooling company, whether you are a business, a residence, or both. You just need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County.
And don't worry about, well, you know, my house is real small. We have a little, it doesn't matter. It's not too small or too big. No business or home is too small or too big. Do this. Make one appointment. Have the folks from Matheny come out. I can't imagine why you'd ever want anybody else to come in. Apologies to those of you who don't live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. I don't know what to tell you. Move, maybe. Come over so you can become a customer. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic right now with Frank Ladd.
Dan, we'll start with the good news. They've cleared the accident completely over to the shoulder northbound on Highway 270 north of 370. You're still backed up to about Dorset. Got a new crash westbound Highway 70 at Air Flight. It's at the exit ramp from Air Flight onto westbound Highway 70, partially blocking that ramp there. You've got backed up and delays westbound on Highway 70 from before 170. Now northbound 170, stop and go from Midland up through about Frost. That's just south of Highway 70. 70 westbound remains heavy in pockets west of Highway 270 out to Cave Springs. 270 southbound, heavy pockets now Page through Manchester. They've cleared the crash southbound Highway 55 and Highway 67. Westbound 64 is stop and go between Grand and the Poplar. Westbound 64 is stop and go, I should say, Boyle to McCall's, and eastbound 64, stop and go, Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound Highway 255 at Coke Road, we've got an incident blocking the right lane involving a tractor trailer. A crash eastbound on Forest Park Parkway, just east of 170, blocking a lane there. And northbound 255, south of the Alton Airport, an incident. This update brought to you by Wild Alaska Seafood. Looking for something fast, healthy, and delicious tonight? Sustainable wild-caught Alaska seafood is available at your favorite grocery store or restaurant. I'm Frank Ladd from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
You listen to us,
we listen to you.
Hello? Hello?
I like talk radio. It's kind of like the complaint department where you can actually be heard.
Since KTRS is live and local, you can join the conversation by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
Try doing that at other stations that have their shows coming out of Florida, New York, or L.A. Not gonna happen.
We're St. Louis's biggest conversation.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
But, okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
You guys are like the beacon of truth.
You listen to us.
We listen to you.
The Big 550 KTRS. KTRS.
Hi, John Grayson from my good friends at JV's Downtown Bar and Grill on Main Street in Waterloo, Illinois. We tell you all the time, we've been visiting JV's for over 15 years now. They've been in the business for over 32 years in Waterloo at this one location that has a fantastic history. You can read all about that on the menu. They're very proud of it. They're also very proud of the food, whether it's the barbecue, and you can find Jeff working the smoker, or that fantastic fried chicken they have every Wednesday night for a special. And, of course, don't forget the fish menu on Friday. Trust me on this one. Get the cod cut-up plate. But you know what it's all about. When you go out to eat, you want fantastic food, you want a great atmosphere, and you want terrific people bringing it to you. That's what you're going to find at JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. Whether you're just stopping by for pizza and wings, maybe a beer, or whether you want some of that fantastic barbecue, or one of the burgers off the menu. Trust me on this one, the Firehouse Burger with the jalapenos. Absolutely fantastic. You want to go to JV's Downtown Bar and Grill. It's on Main Street in Waterloo, Illinois. Look for the big American flag on the side of the building, JV's Downtown Bar and Grill.
Nearly 80 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, and it is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. Karastan Carpet, with the same reputation for quality, is offering up to $1,000 in rebates on every carpet in their prestigious line. This month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings, plus up to a $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But Who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years. PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack. 636-225-2553. Elk Park Golf Course in Wood River, Illinois. Continues to be the best maintained public course in the area. They have beautiful Zoysia fairways and new golf carts. Rates are just $29 weekdays and $39 on weekends. Twilight golf is just $18 after 3 p.m. 7 days a week. After 12 noon, the rate is just $25 weekdays and $30 on weekends. Check out their driving range and practice green. It's all at Belk Park Golf Course in Wood River.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
Your local Tide Dry Cleaners helps keep you looking great so you feel your best.
Tide Dry Cleaners cares about clean clothes and a clean earth.
Green Earth Cleaning is planet and people friendly.
Our drive-through pickup and drop-off keeps you in the car when you're on the go.
First-time customers always receive 25% off.
We're on Clayton Road near Circle 7 in Baldwin.
Text Tide B to 51660 to receive special offers.
That's Tide B to 51660.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
We'll see you soon.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com. And to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmisch family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. If need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now, that's the gold standard, a full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmischandsons.com.
No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So, pick up some new Dove Men's Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it.
Do you love golf? Do you appreciate our veterans? The KTRS McGraw Open Golf Tourney, June 9th at Normandy Golf Course, will be raising money for the Focus Marines Foundation, serving wounded warriors, and the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, honoring veterans by transporting them to Washington, D.C. to experience the memorials built in their honor. Join McGraw-Millhaven and book your foursome now for this great day of fun and help raise money for two great charities. Foursomes are filling up fast, so go to KTRS.com and click on McGraw Open for details. A foursome is just $500 and includes lunch, 18 holes of golf, followed by post-golf cocktails and food. Go to KTRS.com now and download your entry form. Then sign up and reserve your spot before they're all booked up. The KTRS McGraw Open to benefit our veterans is presented in part by Assisted Recovery Centers of America, Bowen Dental, St. Louis Barbecue Society, and Peroni's Pizza.
Oh, I believe this guy was on television. Was it early in the day?
Yep, it was.
He's a big star.
Tuesday.
He still talks to us. You know, a lot of times people get they get stardom and they don't talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
He still speaks to us. His name is Bill Cleveland. I think his middle name has like legally been changed to Bill on the Road Cleveland, and that's what he does. He goes on the road and he shares vacation destinations with us. He's going to do that today. Brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your name of the PM Cab Company, STL Taxi, is the app. Please download it. It's easy to use. And now, here is Bill on the Road Cleveland.
Well, hi, guys. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to say hello again to Dan Gray. What a great thing he did acknowledging the show. Nobody ever does that. Thank you, Dan.
Twice today on Channel 11 and on Channel 2. Both Woo. Times today he mentioned the large morning show and AM and the PM.
Our ratings are going to skyrocket.
Yeah.
So what do you have
Tuesday,
today?
It is Tuesday. We call it Small Town Tuesday. And today is a little place in Arkansas called Dias, Arkansas. Has anybody ever heard of it?
Spell it.
You have not heard
no,
of it?
No, spell it. Dias.
Oh, spell it. I'm sorry. D-Y-E-S-S.
No.
It's actually Dice, Arkansas, I think is how they say it. Well, I guarantee all three of you have actually heard of this place and you didn't even know it. It is the hometown of none other than music legend Johnny Cash. Dan especially should know.
Really? Well, hold on. That doesn't mean we've heard of it, because I still
haven't
heard of it.
Well, have you seen the movie Walk the Line?
Yes.
You've heard of it. So Dice, Arkansas is actually featured in that movie, or portrayed, I guess you should say.
I'll tell you else is from there, Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Dan.
Wow.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow. That was Bill.
So you can hit this place on your way if you're headed to Memphis. It's just off the interstate, off 55. I think it's about 7 miles off the interstate. It is the dustiest dirt road you have ever seen in your entire life. But it's the home where Johnny Cash grew up. And he lived in this little house until he was about, I think, 19 years old. And what was interesting about this is the house, when Johnny Cash lived there, the place was immaculate. It was brand new. It was part of the Depression era, and the government provided a brand new home and land for the family to work on. And as in return, they got to live in this house free of charge.
Right? Very, very expensive. Can I stop you and say something here? I have never cared about seeing where somebody famous lived as a kid. I just haven't. Do you guys care about that?
Yeah.
Really? That place in Illinois, Benton, or wherever. Is where George Harrison was supposed to be when he was. He visited his 15 years. Who cares? I don't care.
His sister still lives there, I think.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean,
really.
For the other people that might care, Walk the Line is one of my favorite movies, and I thought it was really cool to get to go and see this place. What was interesting about it is it kind of fallen into disrepair, and so these people would come from literally all over the world to see where Johnny Cash grew up, and they would see this house that was just a complete mess. It was disgusting and it was falling apart. And people thought, oh, poor Johnny Cash, he lived in this house as a poor person. And no, it wasn't like that at all. The house was fantastic when he lived there. So Arkansas State University raised a ton of money and refurbished the house and put it right back to the way it used to be when he lived there. And now people can stop by and see and go inside this home where Johnny Cash grew up.
Here's how poor he was. He used to start his first little, you can't even call them concerts, just to anybody that listened to him sing, he was a beggar, actually. He'd start, hello, you got any cash?
No.
And that became, hello, Johnny Cash. Hello,
I think, Cash. I think Dan Gray just turned the radio off. Sorry.
No, he's going to come on tomorrow and go, all right, fine, stop. I take it back. I'm not anymore. I'm no longer AM in the PM.
If you're a Johnny Cash fan, I think it's really cool, and it's a place that you could stop on the way to Memphis, Tennessee. It won't take you a ton of time. It's a very small cost to go in and tour the home, but I think it's really neat to see, especially if you have seen that movie, Walk the Line, because you can picture Johnny Cash and his little brother walking down these dusty dirt roads back in the country, and it is really in the middle of nowhere, and it is a very poor area. I mean, it really is poor. You drive through and you go, oh my gosh, these folks have absolutely hardly anything. But it's cool to see on the way to Memphis. If you want to learn more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com or follow me on Facebook, Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Another destination, Dias. Was it Arkansas?
Yes.
Dias, yeah. Arkansas. And it sounded like Bill got a big kick out of seeing people be poor. He said, a lot of poor people, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. I feel bad for poor people. I'd like to take a moment, if I could, to share with you something I said earlier today with a guy that I know who's a former FBI agent. And I said, I've gotten to the point where I assume there are cameras everywhere I go. And it's not really the case yet, but it's close. And I do believe we will see a time shortly when it is true. Just about every, except the bathroom. Hopefully that'll never, but unless Chuck Berry was still here, maybe. But I believe that. And so, be careful what you do and where you do it. Because anymore, it seems like somebody is just about everywhere with a cell phone or some sort of surveillance camera. Unfortunately, there are people who should but don't yet have any kind of surveillance cameras. If you've been paying attention to the news lately, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, there have been 2 or 3 major stories where they said had it not been for high-quality surveillance video cameras, they might not have been able to ever nab the bad guy, certainly not as quickly, which brings me to gateway lock and security. Now, I know that camera is not in the name, gateway lock and security, but the word security is. And to me, surveillance cameras provide a couple of things. They provide security in the sense that from in your house or anywhere else, if you have a phone, if you pick it up, an iPad, what, you can look at your own backyard or the back parking lot of your business or inside the warehouse or in your home, in your basement, in your, and it's great to look and go, you know what? Everything is fine. Everything, and you know why everything is fine? Because there's a very good chance that had you not had those cameras, you might have been broken into. The cameras are not only a great way to get the bad guy, they are a terrific deterrent to crime. I know the police will tell you a couple of the great deterrents to crime are the sound of a racking shotgun. That's a good one. Sound of a big barking dog. That's a good one. And cameras. Cameras are even better because they look and see that and they go, I'm leaving. If I do enough, they've already got my picture. They got my picture just looking up. So I'm not going to try anything here. Go to the website for Gateway Lock and Security. I really would appreciate it if you just find out a little bit more about what they do and how well they do it. And then you tell me if you don't think surveillance cameras are a great idea for your home and or your business. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Hi, Terry Hall here. It's spring. When you're thinking of selling your home, start with figuring out what it's worth and what you can do to increase its value. My average days on the market for selling a home is less than 20 days. That's right. Your home sold in 20 days or less for the most amount of money. I've been helping people sell their home for 30 years. Let's start by meeting, going over what to do to get you the most money in the shortest time. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or email me at info@terryhall.net. That's info@terryhall.net.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.